Hello, we're studying the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Bala Sulam, item 90. Rav, please.
Yes. So we talked about it more than once, that the Hebrew language comes to us from Adam HaRishon, which is the first Kabbalist that was revealed in our world. Above almost 6,000 years ago, he gave a depiction to all internal phenomena that is revealed in human emotions, spiritual phenomena, and revealed the root and branches, and also the signs, the symbols, that which them we can mark our inner feelings compared to the forces that activate us from above. And then it turns out that all of our feelings is the will to receive, that changes by the upper light that works on it from above. From the degree of bestowal that we say about that from above. In the influence of the upper light on us, so there are a few kinds of bestowing that by that we change. The upper light that works on the will to receive, in its bestowal, makes a depiction of a line, a circle, all kinds, square, triangle, we learn it. Especially the Ari explained it in the book of the Tree of Life. And we'll continue with that. I think you read 86, 7, and 8, and then we'll continue.
P'tiha lehochmat ha-kabbalah, ot peivav, be'ur gimel ha-nekudot, holam, shuruk, hirik.
Explaining the 3 points, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik, 86. Know that the Nekudot, the dots, are divided into three phases. Rosh Toch Sof. These are the upper Nekudot, above the Otiot, called Cholam. The middle Nekudot inside the Otiot, included in the name Shuruk or Melafon, meaning Vav and a dot within it. And the lower Nekudot below the Otiot are incorporated in the name Chirik.
87. This is their explanation. Otiot, letters, are vessels, meaning the Sfirot of Guf, of the Guf. This is because the 10 Sfirot of the Rosh are but roots to the vessels, not actual vessels. Nekudot means lights which sustain the vessels and move them, meaning light of Chokhmah, called light of Chaya. This is considered a new light, which Zon of Ak received from Absag and shown to the vessels of Nikudim, lowering the bottom hay back to the pe of each degree, and bring the Achap of vessels and Gal of lights back to the degree. Thus, this light moves the vessels of Achap and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one, as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the Nekudot that move the Otiot. Since this light extends from Ab of Ak, which is light of Chaya, it revives those vessels of Achap by clothing within them. Item 88. You already know that Zon of Ak shone this new light to the 10 Sfirot of Nikodim, through two places. It shone to the Keter of Nikudim through the Tabor, and shone to Abba Ve'im of Nikudim through the Yesod. Know that this illumination through the Tabor is called Cholam, which shines to the Atiyot above them, because the illumination of Tabor reaches only the Keter of Nikudim. The male level of the Rosh of Nikudim, as written in item 74, and the male level does not expand into the Zat of Nikudim, which are the vessels of the Guf called Otiot. Hence, it is considered to be shining on them only from its place above, without expanding in the Otiot themselves. The illumination through the Yesod is called Shuruk, meaning Vav with a dot that stands inside the line of the Otiot. The reason is that this illumination comes to Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which are the female level of the Rosh of Nikudim, whose lights expand to the Guf as well, which are the Zat of Nikudim called Otiot. This is why you will find the dot of Shuruk inside the line of the Otiot. 89. Thus, the Cholam and the Shuruk have been thoroughly explained. The illumination of a new light through the Tabur, which lowers the bottom hay from the Nikve Enaim of the Keter to the Peh, and elevates the Achap of Keter once more, is the dot of Cholam above the Otiot. The illumination of a new light through the Yesod, which lowers the bottom hay from the Nikve Enaim of Abba Ve'ima to their Peh, and returns their Achap to them, is the dot of Shuruk inside the Otiot. This is because these Mochin also come in the Zat of Nikudim, called Otiot.
Up to here, we actually read and studied each one to the extent they wanted to understand and be immersed in this. Now we're going to keep going. Do you want to ask anything about it, Cholam Shuruk? We learned that we have the world of Adam Kadmon, that in it we have Gelgalta Absag, Ma and Bon, meaning five partzufs, or partzufim, that receive the light in order to bestow. By that, they finish receiving in order to bestow. They don't have any more forces to receive in order to bestow. It's against the desire inside the partzuf. And what happens afterwards? We continue when the Patsuf of Sag, which is Bina, it has forces of itself to Malchut, and Malchut can continue and receive in somewhat more of the upper lights, not from receiving in order to bestow, like in the Patsufim of Gargalta Absag, but from being, she can be in bestowing in order to bestow, just like Bina, like the quality of Bina. Then it turns out that after Galgalta Absag, these vessels that are below the Tabur, then he of Galgalta, they can get an addition from Bina, from Sag, and also expand into something else. These vessels that expand in somewhat, they are from Tabu until the Parsa. And in these vessels, you can bestow in order to bestow, because the force of Bina is in there. And more than that, you can't. There's no forces for it. If they receive more, it'll be in order to receive, and that is not allowed, and By that, they stopped all the expanding of holiness, the light to receive in order to bestow from above. Up to here, we have the expansion of the lights in the vessels. In Galgalta Absag, there's an expansion from Ein Sof until the Tabu. And after the Patsuf of Sag mixed with Tani of Galgalta, which is the mixing of Bina and Malchut, from that, there's a possibility to receive in the part of Malchut that is below the Tabu of Galgalta until the Palsa. There's also an ability to receive the upper light, but only to bestow in order to bestow. And in this way they advance. Afterwards, what does he write here? We have an ability to receive more lights in the vessels, and bestowing in order to bestow, receiving in order to bestow. Let's see what happens next. The main thing is that we understand that the upper light, the Creator, presses on all the vessels and wants them to receive Him all the way, meaning until the Siyum. That's the purpose of the upper light, to fill all of the created beings with His lights. On behalf of the Creator, on behalf of the created being, the Malchut of Ein Sof, that she performed the restriction, she does not want to receive in order to receive. And there's a solution to receive in order to bestow. By this Malchut, not only does she not disconnect from the Creator, she even rises compared to Him. She adheres to Him. She resembles Him, but that's under the condition that she receives in order to bestow. So the whole question is, where does Malchut that exists below the Tabu until the Siyum, where will she get the forces in order to receive, in order to bestow below the Tabu of Galgalta? That is where the vessels of reception are, and they have an ability to only be restricted. How? To receive even more forces in the restriction. That's what we need to learn. And for this, we also need to add the nature of these vessels, what it means below Tabu, what is the will to receive, how it mixes with the Bina, the will to bestow, how they can bestow in a mutual way, Malchut Abina, Binata Malchut, and in this way, how can they fix themselves? Malchut will restrict Bina, and Bina, after it's restricted by Malchut, knows in what way Malchut exists, and then they can bestow upon Bina gradually their forces, and Malchut will be able to receive these forces from Bina and gradually rise to the form of bestowal. So we are now in letter 90.
Item 90.
So we have the lights of Cholam, which is the light that comes from above, to the letters, to the otiot. The letters are vessels. The vessels are from Tabu of Galgalta and below. The vessels are the desires that in them include the will to receive and will to bestow, that with the correct combination between the will to receive and will to bestow, they can resemble the upper light and receive it in order to bestow. That's why by the upper light entering the vessels, and receiving it because they want to resemble the light, so they increase, they amplify the upper light 620 times more. Yes.
Item 90. Chirik is considered the new light that the Zat themselves receive from Abba Ve'ima to lower the ending bottom Hey, which stands at their Chazer, to the place of Siyum Raglin of Ak. Thus, their Achap, namely the vessels from the Chazer downward, which become the place of Biyah, return to them. At that time, Biyah once again be as Atzilut. But Zat of Nikudim could not lower the bottom Hay from the Chazer and completely revoke the second restriction, the Parsa and the place of Biyah. Rather, when they extended the light into Biyah, all the vessels of Zat immediately broke, since the force of the ending bottom Hay, which stands at the Parsa, was mingled with these vessels. Thus, the light had to instantaneously depart from there, and the vessels broke, died, and fell into Biyah. Their interior vessels, which stand above the Parsa, meaning vessels above the Chazer, also broke, since all the light departed from them too. Thus they broke, died, and fell into Biyah, due to their joining with the posterior vessels into one goof.
Look what he writes here. It's something very special. We have the will to bestow, which is the Creator. He, against it, created the will to receive, which is Malchut, the created being. And how can we see how the created being and the Creator come close to such an extent when they start entering each other and completing each other and become actually one? How is that possible? So here he gives us the beginning of it. That first, they need supposedly to connect between them, to discover as much as they're opposite of one another, to such an extent that they cause the shattering between them. These vessels shatter and die, meaning the light departs. But when it departs, it leaves records inside of a Shimot. And then in these shattered desires, we have the records. And then now we need to build a system that will bestow on these shattered records with inside, that the system will bestow light upon the shattered vessels, and this light that when it bestows on the shattered vessels, it awakens them, that they feel that they're shattered, that they have a desire to receive, but also they want to reach the desire to bestow. There's something that disturbs them, that draws them to some higher degree of existence. And then, in such a way, we can awaken them for correction. That is what we now need to learn. How? We'll see that after the shattering of the world of Nikudim, the shattered vessels are organized in such a way that the upper light that bestowed upon them through all the shattered vessels, through all the systems that they've went through, it works on them in such a way that it causes them correction. And that's how it's going to happen. And then gradually they'll reach the correction. So I repeat, 90. Chirik is considered, meaning we have cholam, it's the light that comes from above to the vessels.
Shuruk.
Then we have shuruk, that's the light that is in the vessel. And chirik is the light that is below the vessel. So he says, chirik is considered the new light that Zad themselves receive from Abba Ve'ima, meaning that the part of the Parzuf of the world of Nikudim that is below the Parsa receives from Abba Ve'ima that are above the Parsa. To lower the ending bottom hay, which stands at their chazeh, to the place of Siyum Raglim of Ak. Meaning from that, they went back to greatness. They annulled the second restriction. Thus their achap, namely the vessels, from the chazeh downward, which became the place of Biyah, return to them. At that time, Biyah once again was a tzilut. But Zat of Nikudim could not lower the bottom hay from Chazeh and completely revoke the second restriction. Why? Because the Parsa at the place of Bi'ah stands there. Rather, when they extended the light into Bi'ah, all the vessels of Zat immediately broke. Since the force of the ending bottom hay, which stands at the parsa, was mingled with these vessels. The lower hay, meaning the will to receive in order to receive that you cannot use. Thus the light had to instantaneously depart from there, and the vessels broke, even those that were above the parsa, died and fell into Bia, the place below the Parsa, the place in order to receive. Their interior vessels, which stand above the Parsa, meaning vessels above the Chazeh, also broke, since all the light departed from them too. Thus they broke, died, and fell into Bia. That was due to their joining the posterior vessels into one goof. So that's how we see that in the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, they could receive in order to bestow only in the vessels above the Parsa. When they started descending, in order to be so, with the right intention, supposedly, below the Parsa, there the vessels weren't actually ready to receive in order to bestow there. That's why the shattering took place. And it was a big difference in what they thought before the action and what happened after they started the action. That's why the vessels of the vessels of Zat of Nikudim broke. What's the benefit of this? The benefit from these vessels being in order to bestow in sanctity, now they fell into the vessels, they became in order to receive impurity, klipa, but in them now they're parts of the upper light, and from that state that they had before. That's why by falling below and mixing with the vessels of reception, you can take all the will to receive all the vessels of reception afterwards and correct it and bring it back to in order to bestow. That's why this shattering is a shattering for the good future, that the vessels of bestowal and reception will mix between them together, and then by the upper light, you can bestow upon them, scrutinize them, sort them out, and gradually correct them. Okay.
Info.
info.
Shalom, chaverim yikarim.
Hello, dear friends. We are approaching our great upcoming Congress where we rise above ourselves. This topic of the convention and also the topic of our upcoming meal. We have many opportunities to prepare ourselves for this upcoming convention. One of them is the upcoming meal. Of course, we all already registered for the convention, and we are going to hear from the organizers. What does it mean for them to rise above themselves, and how do they do it? Kos, please. Yes,
good morning. Thank you, dear Nif. Good morning, dear friends. To be able to raise this, say, this importance of the Congress and to internalize it together, we have, let's say, this this great Arvut team gatherings on every Thursday after the morning lesson, and that will be at Israel time 5:45, so 5:45 Israel time, and the next gathering will be hosted by the Australasian friends. So be there. So here is our great friend Avi, and he will invite you.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, Berkeley. Yes, Australia, they're going to prepare that Arvut meeting. And please join us at 5:45 Israel time after the morning lesson. Everyone is invited to join a special Arvut meeting to raise the importance of love and connection and preparation for the coming Congress. It's a promise. If you join, you will tip the world to the scale of merit. Together, with the help of the Creator, 100% guarantee success. Love your friends. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Ra, for your guidance. Rak biyachad, we're going to bring in contentment. Love you.
Thank you very much, dear friends, and our schedule for today, 10 a.m. El Mundo, the world, with Dr. Leitman, and at 10:30, Spiritual States, and the topic today is prophecies. So we're approaching the end of the lesson, song, all the best.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. Together.